So a lot of accomplishments by this team. One of the key players, of course, one of the key additions was B.J. Mack, transferred from Wofford, and he has been a steady influence on this team from day one. You might recall back in the summer, his dad, who's a coach, Brian Mack, joined us on Sports Talk to tell us all what the Gamecocks would be getting. And now, Coach Mack joins us once again to tell us what they got in B.J. Mack this season. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us. What's your take on the Gamecock season and what B.J. and the others were able to do to help turn this thing around?
Oh, great season, great season. I mean, I really enjoyed this season, seeing the turnaround. Like, when the reports came out at the beginning of the year and they ranked them last in the conference, that was something that me and B.J. treasured. Me and him usually try to set goals of, you know, just little measured marks and things that along the year we can look at and see. And that was one of the first things. And nobody believed him, you know. And from B.J.'s takeaway, he's been, you know, coming through up the years, that's nothing different with him. So we've always used his motivation. So at the beginning of the year, I told him, I said, let's go out and show him who you are and what you're about. And, you know, he's done that consistently this year. And, you know, South Carolina's had a great year. I think Coach did a very good job of blending the personalities into it and coming away to, you know, it's hard to manage a bunch of different personalities at one time and get everybody on the same page as quickly as he's done.
Why do you think B.J. fit in so well with Coach Parris and with the other newcomers?
He's so unselfish. B.J.'s thing is about winning. He's always been about winning. And, you know, for a father, those attributes translate into you as a man. I mean, he'll do what's necessary to win. There are going to be games when he needs to score. There are going to be games when he needs to be a decoy. And those are the things that I wanted to see him grow on this year. You know, like nobody expected. He's probably one of the most double-team players in the country. But at the beginning of the year, everybody said he couldn't do, he wouldn't do because of all of these various things. But look at what he got accomplished.
Talking with Brian Mack, the father of USC forward B.J. Mack. I mean, B.J., he has an unusual set of skills. I mean, a guy his size who can back you down to the rim, which he likes to do, likes to put the ball on the floor, get a guy on his back, back him down, and try and make a move around. And yet, at the same time, he's extremely comfortable standing outside and facing up and shooting a three.
Yes, he is. I mean, that's how he was trained growing up. There are not a lot of big man camps in the youth market around there. So B.J. grew up and going to most of the elite camps where his teachers guards. So, you know, he had to learn those skills. And his best friend is a point guard. So, you know, with them working out, they go through the same drills. Like, there's one of my best friends. I used to hate using shooting jump shots when he was younger. I always wanted them to be that dominant force on the inside. But now, you know, in today's game, you have to be able to stretch the floor and be able to get spacing. So, you know, it's just a tribute to his hard work of being a student of the game and being able to fit into today's modern game, also being unique.
What do you see from the hands-on coaching from B.J. Mack, I'm sorry, from Coach Parris, and the staff, what do you see that they've done with BJ's game to help him, you know, take that next step? What changes have they made, or maybe just some subtle adjustments have they made?
Giving him a different approach of learning from the game. Like, I'm a very in-your-face type coach that very knowledgeable, but I bring it to you in a different way. Coach Parris and his staff have done the same thing as far as giving knowledge to B.J., but just bringing it to him in a different form because they wanted to be able to him to show his leadership skills. So in getting him out of his shell to be able to speak up, if you notice in a lot of the timeouts and huddles, B.J.'s the first one to grab the guys together. That was one of the things where Coach Parrish said he wanted to do when he was getting older, get more experienced guys, guys who've been through the fire, who've been in certain situations. You know, that's BJ. He's never really too up. He's never really too down. So, you know, he's like a linchpin.
Coach Brian Mack, that's BJ Mack's father, joining us here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, you know, this is an interesting group. Some transfers, some guys that were already a part of the program, but they just seem to gel so well. They seem to all fit into place. It really worked out the way the recruiting fell. And the way they play essentially with two point guards, Michi Johnson and Talon Cooper. They can both score, can both shoot, can both handle the ball. Tell us about that dynamic, because I think it's really worked for South Carolina, really worked in their favor playing that combination this season.
Yeah, it does. It allows Coach to have freedom to be able to change some things up depending on what the other team's strategy is. Like if you look at the Florida game, for example, that was one of BJ's not so good scoring game, but Florida went to the point to make sure they double-teamed him at all times. So BJ's growth and learning in that is you're not always going to score all the points, grab all the rebounds, but you have to be able to play your part in this by playing a big decoy in that situation. You gave the guys an honest chance to where they have to play these phenomenal guards like Michi and Talon one up. And I'll take that game any day long.
In your conversations with him here in recent days, recent weeks, what's the feeling you're getting from him and that he's maybe sharing from his teammates about how they feel about going into this SEC tournament, how they feel about going in the NCAA tournament, and about, you know, how far they can go in this postseason? What are they feeling, the confidence level with these guys from what you can tell?
Confidence is high. Confidence is high. Like, I spoke with BJ today, and for a father, he's a little upset because he didn't make any of the SEC teams. But I look at it, yeah, I was a little upset when it first came out. But sitting back thinking about it is he needed that extra motivation going into the SEC tournament. So, you know, with the guys feeling like they were disrespected because they dropped to fifth and they feel like they should have gotten a double bye, he puts that chip back on their shoulder that was there at the beginning of the year. And as a father seeing BJ, you know, everyone would like to see their kids receive certain rewards or acknowledgement. But on the flip side of that, now that he's on this stage, it's a chance for him to use that as motivation. That every one of those coaches that didn't vote you on there, now when you see them in it, make sure they remember why they should have voted for him.
Has he thought much about the future after this season, what his next step's going to be?
Nah, BJ, you know, every kid dreams of, you know, playing in the NBA. But that's the one thing that I love about my son. And one thing that me and his mom has tried to do is keep him focused on what's at hand, the task at hand. Because if you get to looking at, well, what I'll be doing in 6-8 months, you're not going to put your full concentration in what's ahead of you, and you're not going to accomplish that task. So just with him, you know, we've heard all the calls, all the things, but when the time comes for that, then he'll do it. But right now, I just want him focused on these last few remaining games that he has, because, you know, his college experience, it's more than just on the basketball field. You know, he's really only guaranteed 2 more games in your college. Now, you can make it as many as 10, but it's guaranteed 2. And that's what I'm telling him. You have to make sure that whatever works out of this, you put everything into that. Because the last thing you want to do is walk away from your college career and feel like you didn't give it your all.
Final thing with you, as a coach, and you look at the job that Lamont Paris has done this year at South Carolina, what do you see there with the way he's taken these parts and pieced them all together and put together this very successful season? And that's the question. Is this the first plank in a very strong program that's going to repeat itself, or is this a flash in the pan kind of thing What do you see there longevity-wise for South Carolina?
Longevity-wise, Coach Paris has the knowledge to keep this going. A lot of that with the transfer portals and things are really going to depend on the quality kid that comes in. You know, is able to go back out and do this cycle, and the same type kid available, like Ray, Talon, high school. These kids have been through some adversity, so they really bought into coming together. And, you know, for BJ and Talon, this was their last opportunity to make sure that they were a part of something. So I think if he gets those kinds of kids again with the same kind of talent level, it'll last. And I think he does have the knowledge to be able to get the best out of those kids.
Yeah. It does seem like he's pretty fortunate in that the guys he brought in, they all bought in. That's the important thing, right? I mean, you can bring in a bunch of different talented players, but they've all got to buy in and they've all got to blend in. And when you look at the performances of your son and Cooper and Johnson and Studi, I mean, here comes Studi, and he loses his starting job after an injury, but he's not pouting about it. He's playing hard and doing what he can. They've all sort of bought in and blended in. That's rare, and it'll be a test to see if he can repeat that next year and the year to follow.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think Coach really, with his demeanor, his knowledge of the game, and the way that he translated to the kids, like I said, it really is going to depend on the type of kids that are out there in the transfer portal. But for the kid that fits that model, they see that there is a place now in the SEC where I don't have to be the marquee guy. I just got to be who I am and fit into this team, and it'll all work for everybody. You know, you get some situations where kids want to come in just so they could be that guy. I'll never think that with Coach Paris and the way that he communicates, he teaches team. He teaches we're all in the fight together, every one for all for one. So I think if he can really go back this year and get those kinds of kids that, you know, they want to go in as a team and reach a goal together, I think he'll be successful. And if he gets another year or two of that, then I think that'll brand South Carolina as the type of team organization and what they're trying to build. And then I think it'll be easier to get those kinds of kids. But he's off to a great start.
Brian, we appreciate the time, and congratulations to you and the family on everything that BJ has accomplished, and look forward to seeing you in Nashville and on down the road, and we'll see if the Gamecocks have those 2 games left in them or those 10 games left in them. That's a good way to put it, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you, man. Go Cox.
Good talking to you. Thank you, sir. Okay, Brian Mack, dad of BJ Mack. A friend of Sports Talk, a good contributor to Sports Talk. Love what he has to say. How about that, Chris? I like the way he broke it down. You've either got 2 games left or you've got 10 games left.
I have never heard anyone bring that up before, but he's exactly right. If you do the math, they've got to win 4 to win the SEC tournament, and they've got to win 6 to win the NCAA national championship. So I thought that was really interesting. Or they could lose their first-round game in both and be done.
Yeah.
But he talked about BJ, and quickly before we get to break, he talked about BJ maybe being snubbed a little bit as a dad, and I can understand that. But you look at the first and second team all SEC, it's really hard to argue with anybody there.